six scientists have ended 8 long months in a simulator on the side of an inactive volcano in Hawaii. They're all part of a NASA experiment called the High Seas Project. It's designed to see how well a small group of people can work together as a team while isolated from the outside world. I would not do well.
I don't think you would survive, no. They've been living inside this dome. 8 minutes max. And they had to wear spacesuits if they stepped outside. Now, the experiment was meant to give scientists a better idea of how to select and support astronauts for a future mission to Mars.
Well, joining us now is High Seas participant Jocelyn Dunn. Great to see you out and about. What was the most difficult part for you? Locked up in that small space with 5 other people. How'd you pass the time?
Well, definitely being in such a confined place, you don't have a lot of privacy. So that was definitely one of the hardest parts, is not being able to get away and just kind of do your own thing. You're always observable by the other people. So you're constantly together. Even though we're isolated from the rest of the world, we're constantly together in our own social situation.
Did you all leave as friends, or was there someone in that group of 5 who you never want to see again, like the guy who was learning how to play the ukulele?
No, yes, we're all still great friends, and we'll definitely be planning reunions in the future, and we're having a lot of fun celebrating now that we're out in beautiful Hawaii and actually able to enjoy it now.
Not a bad place to come out of a 8-month-long solitude. So what was it like? You finally walked outside over the weekend. What did you notice the most?
Well, one thing was just being able to feel the breeze on our skin, because when you're in the spacesuit, all you could feel is it pressing against you, making it more difficult for you to walk in a certain direction, but you don't actually have that sensation. So to feel the air and to see everything without the visor, because you have the glare from the spacesuit helmet, and so just to be able to see everything so crisply and clearly was very profound.
So at the end of all of this, What have scientists learned which they can now use for this possible mission to Mars?
Well, they learn how people interact in a group over time. What do we do to stay as a cohesive group for such a long period of time? What ways do we entertain ourselves? How do we stay productive and motivated? How do we stay active even though we're in a confined space? How do we work out and stay healthy? And then some logistics, like how much food do people eat for, 8 months confined in this space? How much entertainment should you send along with the crew?
Did you make the tinfoil hat, or was that somebody else?
That was Sophie. Yeah, that was one of her dreams come true. She always wanted to make a spacesuit helmet.
We've all wanted to make one of those. Thanks for being with us, Jocelyn. We appreciate it. And welcome back to the real world.